I buggered a heron.
Oh, that's awkward at Chester Zoo.
Yeah, they will never let me back to that zoo again.
They contribute nothing to our culture.
I like it.
And are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
The Strange Times, hello. Yeah, it's me, Davey, and it's him, Kat, and him, Dom.
Correct.
Hello.
Yes, and Kat is very correct. Was that correct or erect? Or both?
Turgid.
No, that's Dom's word.
Oh.
It's a good word. I'll let him use it.
Fucking lines of demarcation, though. You know, power to the people.
No, I'm not racist.
Up the people. Well, where's your girly purse, then?
Sounds like we've got another George Galloway on the line.
Oh, fucking not talking about that cunt. He's a fucking...
Let's go, Rossdale.
He's a grifter, that bloke, isn't he? What a wanker. Fucking this much talent, isn't he? Fucking can't this much talent. Oh, I've got more talent in my little finger. I must retrieve it from the cat, actually. Yes. So, yeah. Why not? Sure, yeah. Yeah, that works for me. this is Strange Times. I'm fucking knackered. I say knackered. I'm a little bit baked, actually. Had a bit of a stressful week, so I thought I'd wake up fresh this morning and dive straight into the edibles and then ignore most of Saturday. Which worked out quite well. Watched the Formula One snooze fest. Fucking hell, that was a bit dull. The Dutch bitch won. Or rather, Adrian Newey won with his car. Doesn't really matter, he's in it.
Did he have lobsters up his arse? That's the main thing there.
Lobsterissimus bamikissimus. No, he did not indeed. It would have been good if he had. Might have made it a bit more enjoyable to watch. I don't know. Rambling on. Anyway, enough about me rambling on. How about these two beautiful young kittens say hello?
Hello, kittens.
Hi, kittens. How are you?
Oh dear, that sounds a little bit disturbing. Dom, how has your lovely week been? How are you? Are you all right?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's been okay. It's been busy, as per. Seems to be a story of my fucking life these days.
The tea, sis.
Oh, no, just general work. You know, when you demand a big wage, to give you fucking work to earn for it, you know, to earn the wage.
I hate
that. It's ridiculous, man. I did sign on for that bit. I worked the front bit. I didn't want the back bit.
Ooh.
So yeah, I've just been busy with that, but and planning stuff I want to do in the back and front gardens, but not actually following it through, if you know what I mean. So I've got I have big plans now. Whether they actually come to fruition or not, I don't know. But I have the big plans, and that's half the battle, in my opinion.
Plans for your garden?
Yes.
Right, your lady garden or your back garden? Well, it could be both, actually. I suppose
it could be both.
Could be good.
Depends where she's lying. The real garden, as it were. I'm thinking, I've been watching videos about dry pouring cement and concrete, and I like the idea of it. And I'm thinking, I could do that. So I might just do that. But then I realise it's 25 quid a bag, and I'd probably need like 30 bags to cover the area I want. And then I'm thinking,
you're cementing over your garden.
What's underneath it doesn't matter. It's a nice concrete base.
Yeah, this is where I was getting to. Who have you killed? Sorry, let's avoid the AI, please. Who have you unalived?
Unalived. That is for me to know and for generations after to find out.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, good. Well, dear listeners, if you'd like to take a guess at who Dom might have murdered.
It's been sawing in half.
Sawing in half diagonally.
Left
tip. Yeah, absolutely. So, please write your answers on the back of your P45 and shove it up your Ronson. Kat, how has your lovely week been?
My week's been all right. I had the release of my third book on Amazon.
Ooh, and what's the third book called?
Peyton Really Loves Helping. It's another kid's book, which is pretty much what they're all going to be. If you put that on Amazon, you'll see that. It's just a rhyming book for to try and get kids interested in reading. So So the formula from one books are going to be something that parents pick up and look at and go, yeah, I can read that in 5 minutes. It's got nice pictures. And maybe the kids can read along or whatever, get them interested in it. So, yeah, that's the format. So nice that's and short.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I wouldn't take that if I was you. That's what she said too.
Right. Well, look, I've clicked on. Look, you've got some. I'm just reading your reviews for. Little Hands, Big Dumps.
I got a one-star review for that.
Yeah, you got a one-star review from someone called Verna.
It's one of my mum's friends. She's nearly 100. She loved the book, as if you read the review. Yeah. She was just knowing how to use Amazon reviews, though.
Right, okay, so it's a one-star review, but she says, plus, Small Hands, Big Dump, quotes, okay, so yeah, I'm blind as well, was topical, beautifully illustrated and... No space with clever rhyming. I loved it, Verna. Well, Verna, we love you. We love you as well. Mark Mack, humor with a pointy end. Ah, that's much like your penis. That's another 5-star review there.
Read some more.
Do some more. Yeah.
Yeah, read some more reviews.
Oh, okay. This is frighteningly hilarious from Bruce Crow. Well, Bruce in Australia. Oh, yeah, that's not a fucking fake. Bruce. Throw another dingo on the Barbie. He says words that sound like this. Simonson's hilariously disrespectful ode to a man who, frighteningly, held the power office in the world. Look, he can't fucking write English, can he? Held the powerful office in the world is a... Oh, dear. How are you supposed to read sentences that aren't formed properly?
Yeah, I think you might have missed out a word there.
Actually, I might have missed out several.
You put a word at the start as well, beginning with S, so you might want to chop that out.
Well, it's there on bloody Amazon for everyone to see. I mean...
Well, everyone, if they go and look for it and they want to find out what it is, then they can find a review and find a book and then buy it while they're there.
What we really need is for like some sort of a web address that someone could go to if they wanted to buy this or other products that you might have done, Kat.
Yes, if you go to apparatus.com, APPARARTUS, we've got my stuff there. Although I don't think I've put the third book up on that yet, but just go to Amazon and you'll see that. Or go to that web address I mentioned previously 1 minute ago.
Sorry, go on, mate.
Apart from that, I've been doing some Facebook Marketplace, which is always a fucking treat.
Uh-oh. Who raped you?
Do you have Pay ID? Do you have those scams going on in the UK?
Pay ID?
No.
What's that?
It's some scam. Like, you put something on Facebook Marketplace and someone says, oh, great, oh, I'd love to get that. Can I get it right now? And then it's some scam where you use Pay ID and you put... Well, you got to transfer money, and they're like, oh, no, you've transferred it. I'll just transfer it back after you. It's just some grift to try and get you to fucking have contact with them so they can take money out of your account. So that's constant here. Yeah. That's always nice. Low-balled offers. Oh, would you take a dollar? Have it a dollar for that $1,000 thing.
Oh, right.
Is a dollar any good?
Yeah.
You pay me and then bring it to my house.
Yeah, because I haven't got a car. My dog's poorly, so therefore I can't come and collect it. Yeah,
and you owe me anyway because I'm entitled.
And you don't. Yeah, you don't need it, so I'm going to take it off your hands for free if you can just bring it around.
Yeah, there's been tons of that. Yeah.
So what were you selling?
I've got an amplifier on the Facebook or Face Marketplace, and I just put a washing machine up. My washing machine, I've got a new one.
You can't sell your wife.
Oh.
I think the people trafficking is a bit more relaxed on Facebook.
Oh, fair play.
Yeah. That's probably why it's doing it.
Yeah, probably. So I'm getting rid of a washing machine. That's pretty much it. What else has been going on? Not a whole lot. What about you, Dom? Did you already tell us what you did?
Wake up.
I just got out of bed.
That's been interesting.
What about you, Dave? What interesting things are you doing apart from buying overpriced cars with your Tory cash?
I bought a car with me with some money. Yeah, I got a new car. Sorry, what?
With Bitcoin.
With a bit of a coin, a bit of a coin.
Yeah,
cool. I got the old Focus was getting a bit old and stuff, so I got the pumped up steroid E version, the Ford Cougar. The ST line. It's really nice actually. The engine's
the
little bit.
Strange sounds line.
It's got a small engine, but it's more powerful, and it's got like a little turbo thing on it. So 3-cylinder 1.5, but it's got its turbo things, and it's quite nippy. Got different driving modes, which is really cool. Yeah, absolutely. There is a racist driving mode actually. Sorry.
We've got forwards and backwards.
Forwards and backwards, and actually goes around corners as well, which is good. It's got one of those infotainment sort of.
I just realised because you own it probably goes to the right quite a lot, doesn't it?
it's always veering to the right.
Get to fuck. Bloody hell. Straight down Midlutzett Road. That's, yeah.
I've been looking at getting a new car. We need a second car because having a spike on Manchester rain is just fucking annoying. I got pissed wet Rudy Rodega riding to Bolton and back.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking, right, okay.
Why are you riding to Bolton?
Because that's where we keep the buses, so I had to go over there.
Couldn't you get a bus there?
I'd have to get several buses to get there, which is just more time than I would like to.
I'd rather
be busy. No. For me to get to Bolton from my house, it would probably 2 or 3 buses and a couple of hours, and I really can't be asked for that, so I'd rather get wet on my bike. But I'd rather wouldn't.
So what you're saying is that the bus service isn't really efficient and useful for people using it.
It's perfectly useful and perfectly efficient if you're going between certain places. For me to go into one town and back out of that town into another town, not so much. And there's nothing direct. But yeah, I've been looking at cars, and I obviously don't want to fucking get like a normal, boring, like fucking Ford Cougar. So I've been looking at all
the
cars.
Fuck off.
And, I want to get like an old Ford or an old BMW, even though I had an old BMW.
Why?
I don't know.
Money down the drain, isn't it? It's fixing it every other week.
Potentially, and there's more chance of things going wrong and more expensive and blah, 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 but it's also more fun and different. I used to have a Mercedes 230 SLK, and everyone's like, oh, hairdresser's car.
Tory bastard.
I love that car. It was awesome. The only reason I sold that car was because it wasn't the most fuel-efficient car. But it turns out this MG we've got is like fucking 5 miles per gallon better than it. So really no difference whatsoever. And the tax went up from like 100 quid a year to 350 quid a year because of the size of the engine. I earn more money now. I earn more money so I can fucking spunk of a bit on paying for the potholes and have a nice car that I can enjoy. So I'm umming and ahhing about it.
Actually, get when you can put orphans in the tank and it just sort of burns them up.
Do you know what? There's probably a market for that because you can get like 2 birds, 1 stone.
Yeah.
You get rid of those pesky orphans and also fueling your vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, if we've got any developers, designers and inventors that fancy taking on this project, I think that's a very worthwhile cause, frankly.
Yes. Well, if Elon Musk doesn't already, then He should.
Oh, God, that tedious little prick.
It's in his ballpark, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably is, actually. It's a sort of fucking thing
more,
you'd
more
do.
Immigrants, I think.
Oh, yeah. This new car's got these fucking safety features and driving aid stuff, which, of course, I've turned all off. The fucking
Even your car's got aids.
Yeah. collision detection warnings. Like, right, okay, well, I'm looking out the front of the window most of the fucking time I'm driving anyway. Why have collision detection? It's got that lane.
It's got windows.
And it's, you're blacked out. And that lane system where if you drift out of your lane when you're wanking, it just sort of vibrates the steering wheel a bit to remind you to swap hands or something. I don't know.
I had a tick on lane assist and actually kept it stayed in between the lines for you. You had to keep touching the steering wheel because it'd beep otherwise. But
All right. Well, you like touching things, though, don't you?
Yeah, but that's cool. So you like just literally feather light touch it. And it just like be going around the corner for you. And then it'll realise you're not touching the steering wheel, so you'd have to like tap it gently.
Just tap it on the back of the head.
Yeah. Like a donkey punch.
Oh dear. That's your favourite sexual manoeuvre, isn't it, Laura? where did that come from? Bloody hell.
Asda,
probably. We don't have a local ab. As although we do have an Iceland, which is very nice because that's where I get my Greg's vegan rolls frozen.
Mm.
They're very tasty. You could say the secret ingredient is salt.
You go down yourself, or does the Cardo bring them for you?
No. It's not that posh, unfortunately. It's mad though because it's an SUV thing. It's nice just being able to sit in a car normally and not have to fucking struggle for half hour getting in and out of it because you're such an old crotchety. I'm a bastard. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell yeah. Yeah. You seem to have that automatic boot lid thing, so that's good.
Is that put your foot underneath, Jobby, or is it press the button and it closes for you?
Well, both.
It's like it is when you carry the bodies, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would do, yeah. And I got a boot liner purchased from Lady Von Asda's husband's company. Alfords, no, fuck Alfords. Unless they want to advertise with us, in which case I think a very nutritious breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think it stands for Block and Coil.
What?
I think it stands for Block and Coil.
Block and Coil.
Quail.
Quail. Block and Quail. I think I supported them in the Camden Flange.
Jesus.
What? That's fucking great. I've been suffering from real sort of laziness and of late in case dear listeners, you've probably noticed by the lack of episodes and the frequency of which I actually edit and release them. I still haven't done the one with Monica Hamburg yet. I will endeavour to do that this week. Thing is, right?
She was very funny on that.
Oh, she's absolutely brilliant, she is. I'm so fucking stressed and knackered after work. All I tend to do now is crack open a delicious tin of 0% Heineken, microdose a little bit of an edible, and then just like drift off. What a boring lifestyle it is.
Oh, it keeps the kids happy.
Yeah.
I do something similar. I get home from work, I get my dressing gown on, I kill a drifter, then I get some toast on. It's relaxing.
Oh God, that was a bit of a weird noise, wasn't it? It sounded like a gay motorbike revving. Not that there's anything wrong with gay motorbikes. We are very inclusive in this show. Are we? I think we are, aren't we? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, all the Densons are okay.
Yeah. Important question time, actually. Dom, what are you drinking this evening?
I am drinking a fine beverage. It's very expensive.
Tin of bodies.
It's called Pepsi Max, plus £2.25 a bottle.
Pepsi Max? Why? Please tell me it's got vodka or gin in it or something.
Oh, hey, gin. No. I had a few beers last night and some Chivas Regal, and I was going to go to the shop and get some beers tonight, but then I couldn't be arsed. So we didn't have a dip in.
Fuck it,
Pepsi Max first.
Can you not just get Deliveroo or Just Eat to... Or... Beer! and then get some beer delivered.
No, yeah, I could. I'm not.
Right, okay. Sorry, I was watching Some Mothers Do Have 'Em on some retro channel on telly. And blimey, yeah. That was, is it Winston Davis? He was the, oh, lovely boy. The Welsh. Windsor Davis, yeah. Warwick Davis, yeah. It was Warwick Davis playing. Oh, my lovely Ewok. Isn't
Windsor Davis like your Pope or something?
What? Sorry, say that again.
Isn't Windsor Davis your Pope or something like that?
Absolutely is. Good Welsh boy, yeah. I'd like to be in a lemon party with him and Richard Burton.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm sort of throwing it up a few.
Oh, back in the day. They could lemon party me to Christmas and back, I'll tell you.
Never the Twain.
Who the bloody hell is Windsor Davis?
Warwick Davis. Never the Twain.
Oh, Warwick. All right.
No, Warwick Davis is the short person who
yeah, I know.
Right. He was in The Office as well, wasn't he? No, not The Office. He did a few things with Gervais, didn't he?
Yeah, it was in, what's it called? Life is Short.
Oh, very funny. Yeah, I see why they chose that. Really, really funny, hilarious title. God,
I think it's in extras as well.
Right, okay. Extras. That was the one with Bowie on the last episode, wasn't it, or something? Stupid little fat man.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have seen that one, Kat.
Little fat man who sold his soul. Little fat man who sold his dream.
Pop, pop again. See his pop nose face. Pop, pop.
Oh, absolute genius. Absolute fucking genius. That was actually pretty funny, that series. Kind of went off the ball with all the hype around The Office and stuff, even though it's better than that fucking awful American version, Dom. Don't argue with me.
Oh, shut your fucking whore, man.
Yeah, you shut your fucking dirty hole.
Oh,
you fucking slag. You're talking about
it. You call me slag, you bitch.
Yeah, boy.
I quite enjoyed it for a few series, not seasons, and then it did the same thing that all fucking American series do. They go on for about 500 episodes a series and then about 50 series when, you know, just 6 to 8 episodes a series and no more than 3 of them, for fuck's sake.
No, because they got 87 people writing the fucking thing, not just two blokes in an office. So
yeah, it only took two blokes, and like those 87 people still couldn't fucking shine a can. There were some funny bits, that's what she said.
It was entirely much more funny than the English Office.
You're wrong.
It should have ended when Corelli... You're wrong.
Grotesquely ugly freak.
Yeah, that's the one. When Corelli left... And
you're wrong, and you're a grotesquely ugly freak.
There.
That's the one. Yeah, it should have ended when Corelli left, but no, it was infinitely better than anything.
I'd fallen asleep by then. Americans got a habit of...
It's because of syndication. Like, if once you have 100 episodes and you get paid royalties forever, so everyone on the show, this is great. We're making money out of this. But you know what? If we get to 100, then we'll make money forever on this. So,
mate, do you know what? The thing that I found out like a few years ago and just baffled me and made me think, right, if I ever get the opportunity, which I never will, I'm doing this. The first episode goes out, your pilot's made of a show, right? And then whether it's filmed or not, it goes to the, I don't know, they decide whether it's going to get filmed or made into a series or not. If it does get made into the series, whoever directs that first episode, so it's just directing a TV episode, and if you watch any TV episode, you probably know like they change the directors every week because while you're prepping, one's prepping the editing 1 week, someone's prepping the next one, someone's filming one in the middle sort of thing because they do like one episode a week. Whoever directs that very, very first episode receives royalties forever. Like the
bloody hell.
And it's fucking bad. They might go in, they might do one episode. So like fucking, I think Spielberg did Band of Brothers and then made a fortune out of it. I think he produced it as well, to be fair, but then made a fortune out of it from his directing thing of it because it sold all around the world.
Filthy bloody lucre.
It is. And then, so you'll get actors or writers on it who are like, oh, got me royalty check from, I don't know, not Friends. I've got a royalty check from The Office, and £27. It's been repeated a few times. And the director's got £27 as well, but all you did is direct one episode, and you've starred in all the episodes, and your face is all over the poster sort of thing. That's mad.
Bloody hell.
Jesus. Crap.
Thieving bastards.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Fucking right in the pussy.
The
artist is just a means for the powerful people, the rich people, to get richer. So your Simon Cowell makes a fortune. Regardless of who's singing what song, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm.
That was always funny, actually, when they did that Killing in the Name of, got to number one, let's throw it to fucking Simon Cowell and we'll teach him not to be pop idol, Britain's Got Talent, whatever shows it was, can't get to number one every Christmas, without realising that Rage Against Machines on Sony, who's also owns Psycho Enterprises, which is Simon Cowell, so basically he made money even when he didn't get anything to number one.
Oh, that's quite funny, fucking actually. What else have I been buying? I've been buying some rare Japanese goth music on vinyl.
Okay.
Which is quite mad, yeah. It's every much as, it's every bit as weird as you might think it is. I think I'm probably going to record them digitally to my computer device so I can play some, because, you know, none of it, you can go on YouTube or anything. I think I might digitize it and play some of it. It's very, very, very good. I went on a splurge and I bought a load of old Sparks albums on vinyl, because Sparks are brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not listened to enough Sparks. I've got a word, man.
What was the one I was playing earlier? All I do is stick around. All I do is stick around. The sun goes up, the moon goes down. Brilliant. I fucking love them. They're so good. They are so good.
Probably yes. Not, but yeah, they're good. Do you remember when they played a different album every night at some venue in London?
Oh, yeah. They did. Yeah, that's
over a week or two.
Yeah, it's a mad sort of thing to commit to because, you know, they're not short of a few albums, are they?
No, exactly. And they're not exactly short, like, six-track ones. They're a fucking yes-size songs.
Yeah. So every performance was a different album. God, that would have rinsed some of the fans, eh?
I think I listened to them on a podcast. I think it was Tim Burgess listening party or something like that, and they were talking about it then. And he was just saying, it's like, you had to sort of like remember to learn the album again because you've not listened to the whole album for however many years, and then quickly forget it because you've got the next album to learn for the next day sort of thing.
Crazy. I was considering sort of doing a couple of live bits and pieces again, and then I thought, I'll play a couple of my older songs and stuff, you know, stuff I've only, you know, it's only been a few years since I've recorded in. Could I remember the chords or any of the lyrics? No. And it's not as if I'm
you don't remember the show last week.
Well, we didn't do one for a start, did we?
No,
exactly.
Hey, see, I'm not as stupid as I think you are.
You look.
No, hang on, that's wrong. Oh, why have I got my phone out? I was going to check on something. Oh yeah, new podcasts. What's that new one I was listening to? Sloss and Humphreys, as in the comedian Daniel Sloss. Their podcast is very good.
I saw a bit of him on those clips on YouTube Shorts, Facebook Shorts, whatever they were.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone on about using fuck, shit, bastard, cunt as just like a peppering.
Yes,
I'm Scottish,
right.
So it's just literally just a peppering. Yeah, that's quite
funny. Yeah, I saw his latest live show with Lady Dent. It was very, very good, actually. What else have I been listening to recently?
What's she doing support?
Sorry? Yeah, exactly that. We Have a Technical is quite good. It's some guys talking about sort of like old electronic and goth music and stuff. The Rest is Entertainment. That's good. It's got the guy from the bearded guy from that quiz show program. I can't remember his fucking name. Him and a lady. That's quite
John Virgo.
No, not John Virgo, you peen arse.
He was on a quiz show and he's got a beard.
Richard Osman. That's right. And Marina Hyde.
Oh, is he talking to a woman? Yeah, yeah, I've watched quite a few of them. They're shorts on YouTube or something, and I've watched quite a few of those questions. It was interesting.
It's pretty good. What's
it called?
It is called The Rest Is Entertainment. And then Jokes with Mark Simmons, he's pretty good. Two Bears, One Cave. Oh, and Ian Lee's TikTok challenge. Ian Lee has discovered TikTok at last, finally, whatever. What else? Nah, not been doing much apart from getting frustrated with work life. It's going to be a while before I can retire. I'll probably be dead before I can retire anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, due to on a massive...
for me, so I can maybe stop doing this shitty job that I've got.
What, cleaning up old women's dildos?
Yeah, that and just fixing things, like going up and down on ladders all day.
You should see the things I see when I'm cleaning vulvas. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, fucking the amount of, just on something that's less fucking physical. So, like, on a Friday afternoon, the amount, by the time I'm having to do, like, squat down and pick something up, whatever, for, I don't know, the millionth time, or just fucking around on ladders, my knees are saying, can we do something else for a moment, please? Can we just stop doing this for a bit? So, if I can write books and, for people's children and do something else, that'd be great.
I think you should write a steamy sex novel.
Yeah.
That went down like a lead balloon.
No, I was just thinking about what disgusting I can say. It's David and his love for the dead beaver.
It's got to have Kenny in it.
All right.
Yeah.
So
it could be a murder mystery where Monica Hamburg goes missing, and we all think it's because Kenny Evans, like chopped her up into pieces and ate her or something. But
obviously,
clearly because of the name.
Yeah, because he's a deviant. But she actually just faked her own death for cash.
Yeah.
So there's these two stories going on at once. There's Kenny's trying to prove his innocence, whilst at the same time Monica is trying to stay under the radar.
Yeah, something like that. Now, who's going to play Kenny Evans?
Kenny.
Danny DeVito? Oh, no.
Shaquille O'Neal.
One of the Chuckle Brothers. Shaquille O'Neal.
Chuckle from the Goonies. No.
Laura, good old Laura, can play Monica, and Monica can play someone else. Monica could
play Kenny.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, and what's you could play a walk-on celebrity, Dom. Who do you think you'd be?
I can't walk on a celebrity?
I
have to pick a reasonably flat one. Kate Moss.
You could be, it really is. You could be Frank.
Thank you.
Kat, you could walk on as Warwick Davis. No.
Get some stills. You do Warwick Davis.
The Rock. There you go. Because you love blacking up anyway, don't you? So, it's,
but he's short, so we'll call him the Pebble.
That reminds me of this a series of TikToks I was watching recently, and there's this cat that's got OCD about pebbles, and this cat just collects pebbles. Little cute little thing, little furry cat.
Ow, he's got no pockets.
Yeah, well, there's always the prison wallet. Oh, there we go. Well, it's a podcast title. Prison wallet. Oh, I'm broken. I was going to talk about the Dom earlier. You were mentioning that one of your older car was referred to as a hairdresser's car, and that got me thinking about old hairdresser cars that we had over here in the UK. Did you are you aware of this phrase, Kat?
Yeah. I've got a Hyundai Kona, and
racist. Oh, so that's a hairdresser's car. Was it a Hyundai what?
Kona.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Well done. A handy Kona. I don't know how you spell that.
Hey.
Oh, K-O-N-A. Oh, yeah, it doesn't look that different from a Ford Cougar, actually. That's not hairdresser's car. It's like SUV thing, isn't it? yeah, classic hairdresser cars, or as they were called. Oh, dear listeners, if you're not as old as us fucks, a hairdresser's car is sort of the car that the clichéd English other countries are available. Effeminate sort of hairdresser, flamboyance of style, and probably good with colours. There's a sort of car that he would drive. Like a Fiat X19 that and a Toyota MR2. They were classic hairdresser cars over here in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically it's something that's like a pregnant roller skate, really.
Oh, God, no, that's a VW Beetle, isn't it? That's what they used to... that was CB slang, wasn't it, for... a VW Beetle. Print roller skate. I'm sure it was.
CB.
Fucking CB. Oh, bloody showing me age there. No. It's not a child brutality check. You bloody Gen Alphas. No, Citizen Band Radio.
1 9 for a rig check.
Yeah. 1 of 20, eyeball. Bears round the corner doing a 69. No, that's wrong. Yeah, that was really sort of mid-late 70s, because there's all that stuff all about American truck films, Convoy.
Convoy.
And Every Which Way But Loose and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Breaker one line. We got that thing. Convoy.
There was some guy who drove around his truck with a chimpanzee.
BJ and the Bear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you wouldn't really call it that these days, would you? BJ and the Bear. It's basically what happens, well, most Fridays at my place, really.
It's a very strange title of a programme. So it's sort of come full circle, didn't it, because of different connotations.
Sorry, I recall it having quite an interesting theme tune.
I can't remember it. I never watched it.
Oh, it's almost as if I've got it ready to...
Flashbacks. Hello, 1970.
Oh, could you not hear that?
I could.
Well, sorry, was that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
We can hear it. Yeah, we both could.
Oh, right. Why did you say nothing's happening then?
No, I said hello 1970 because.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said nothing's happening. I thought, oh, no, the fucking audio's broken again. Oh, you fucking wankers. It's totally different to how I remember it.
I never heard that in my life. It's only a bit. I thought you were going to the.
No, I don't like that at all.
Nah,
you're the only one.
That were proper shite.
it almost veered into Banana Splits territory. That was the theme tune. Fucking hell.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, and there was a really good punk version by a group called The Dickies. Banana Splits.
Play both.
Okay, Banana Splits. Theme. Right, okay, so this is the original. This is fucking riveting listening, isn't it? Okay. Oh, yeah. The Dickies. Yeah, there you go.
That's better.
Delightful.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, delightful. No, you can't do that anymore.
I did a bit. And then I thought he was saying delight.
Day after day. Da-da-da-da. I might have to have some more strawberry shoelaces. Yeah.
Groove is in the heart.
Groove is indeed in the heart. Oh. Hang on a minute.
Did that have any other songs? But that was the only one, wasn't it?
The only one by what? By them?
Well, they called Delight.
Delight. Oh, Groove is in the Fart, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the only one, though. The only song that I can remember them doing, ever.
A one-hit wonder, I think you'll find they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kajagoogoo, they had one hit. Although they did some other songs which were really good, because they got known for that song Too Shy Shy, Hush Hush, yeah. Up Your Japs Eye. But I liked one of the songs they released didn't after he left, or Lamar left. Was it called Big Apple?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Never Ending Story.
Oh God, no! Look, yeah. Big Apple. Here we go. You tell it's the 80s, can't you? Fucking hell.
That's a quiz show, that.
It is, isn't it? And now, yeah. Your host on... Oh, hang on, we've got some content here, motherfuckers. What's the quiz show going to be called?
And here's your host, Dale Winton.
No, we've got to think of a name. What's the quiz show going to be called?
What's a quiz show going to be called?
Yeah. Let's put ourselves on the spot. Okay, I'll intro you.
Kick the nonce.
Kick the what?
Pick the nonce.
Pick the nonce. All right, okay. And now, Friday night, 7 in the afternoon. Huh? It's Pick the Nonce with Dom Risk.
Here's your host, Dom Risk. Thank you. Thank you very much. Always lovely to see you. Welcome to the show, where the prizes are massive, as are the contestants.
Oh, it can't be sizes. Yeah, very 80s. You can always tell it's 80s, especially when you watch the videos and it's all mullets and tight leather jackets and fucking sexy motherfuckers with basses up under their armpits. Imagine people playing bass like that. The only way to play a bass is it dragging along the ground. Don't wear it under your armpit. Fucking ponces. You're fucking ponce. Perfume pants. We're not going to do a thing on One Hit Wonders, are we? No, we're not playing Babylon Zoo Spaceman.
Yeah, I thought I was, yeah.
Oh, this was a good one. Klaxons, they were really good. They had a couple of really good singles. I think I've got their albums. Well,
they're clearly the way One Hit Wonders then.
Well, yeah. So, all right.
So stop talking about them.
Yeah. All right, okay, so that wasn't a... Oh, yeah, because they did this one, didn't they? Much better than the original, I think. Yeah, they were really good. I think it was it Myths of the Near Future, the album? That was good. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Manson, but not as good as Manson. Manson were great, weren't they?
Monster.
Charlie?
No. There was an amazing song they did, Being a Girl. That was fucking brilliant.
Manson, you know, from my neck of the woods.
Are they?
Yeah, I used to work with a guy. It's when I worked at Safeway, I worked with a guy called Colin, whose son was the singer, I think.
Oh,
is that like a singer?
Singer, yeah. We like being a girl,
being a girl. Oh, yeah, that was good. The video to that was brilliant. This skinny like white bloke doing some boxing thing and looking rather baity at the same time. Yeah. That was good, that. That's good, that.
Was it Wide Open Space, that album?
Wide Open Space was their breakthrough single. That was from the album Attack of the Grey Lantern, if I'm not mistaken, which I rarely am about music because I know everything and more than all of you oiks, frankly.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then everyone thinks of...
Sorry, what?
And then everyone forgot.
And then everyone forgotten. I wish people had forgotten. Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of music of this era, there's a band I loved who had maybe one or two albums out back in the day and then disappeared, and they've just come back with a new album after 20 years. It's a Sheffield band called Little Man Tate. And I've not heard the new stuff
Little Man Tate. Little Man Taint. Little Man's Taint.
Little Man Tate. It's a Jodie Foster film.
There's this. Oh no, it's happy, jumpy, up and down indie. I don't like that. Oh, fucking hell.
If you want to listen to that, you can also.
Weird cheeky northerners nicking your trolleys. Sorry.
If you want to hear more about Little Man Tate, you can always listen to David's other podcast when I hosted the episode for the Bit of Sound Radio. Oh, cheers, mate. I selected House Party at Boothie's House by this band.
Right. I'll have to have a listen back to that then.
Clearly forgotten about.
Oh, look, I forgot what I did this morning.
You ate a bunch of edibles.
That'll be it. Yeah. Nom.
You seen any decent films lately?
No, I've been watching the series Slow Horses. Which is really good. It's got Gary Oldman in it, so it's a no-brainer, really. He plays this...
I started it.
Oh, you started it, Dom? Yeah.
I'm not giving it full attention. It's just been background.
Oh, no, it's well worth watching. Bit of the MI5 where they put all the rejects, the slow horses, as the title goes. And, it's really good. It's really funny, though, because it's got... Nick Jagger, Resident Peaches, singing the theme tune. And, of course, whenever I hear that fucking awful voice, it reminds me of Stella Street, which was, without doubt, the singest, greatest TV show ever, made.
Not watched that for a long time. Yeah,
Stella Street, that's good, brilliant. You remember that, don't you, Kat?
No.
What? You know the basic premise, right?
No, I can't remember it at all.
Right, okay, well, it's like aging rock stars and film stars. They move to a little suburb Surbiton, which, funnily enough, I used to live. And it's like Michael Caine and Danny DeVito. Let's listen to a bit.
Remember the Rolling Stones, the legends of rock and roll? One day, they were touring America, and Mick turns to Keith and says, "Keith, we are starting to look old and stupid. I think it's time we went into the grocery trade." So here it is, Mick and Keith's corner shop in Leafy Surbiton. "Here, Keith, have you seen the date on these marshmallows?"
It's brilliant. It's just these two actors, these two guys that do impressions. I guess I would make them impersonators. They do all the... characters, was it John Sessions and Phil Cornwall?
Cornwall, yeah.
Cornwall, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. "Where's the 10 peaches?" That was great. And I might have to watch that a bit later. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. Talking about ever watching films and stuff. Yeah, there's a Slow Horses thing. Not really watched much in the way of films. But I'm quite looking forward to, and I've not read the books yet, June Part 2.
You wrote about that, didn't you?
I really like the first one, and now I've not read the books, which I will get around to one day. My wife, the lovely Lady Dent, she's a massive fan of the books. And of course, there's that like campus tits version, film version done in the 80s by, what was it, David Lynch? It's got Sting in it. Another excuse to bare his chest and stuff. But this one, this version is a little bit more serious. I can't tell you if it's much like the book, but I liked watching it. It good. Me enjoy.
Yeah, the director's really good as well.
Is that Denis Villeneuve?
Yeah, he did Blade Runner 2049.
That's right. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that was good, actually. I was so worried about that coming out because I was, am rather, a massive, massive Blade Runner film. I remember when it came out and I saw it at the cinema and stuff and collected all the different fucking versions. I'm one of the few that actually likes the version with the Han Solo like narration on it, though, because it kind of gives it a bit of a Philip Marlowe detective feel, which is essentially what I kind of think the film is. But a lot of people don't like it, and they prefer the version with the narration taken out. Where do you sit on that particular fence, gentlemen?
I don't know which version. I think mine's the director's cut or the final cut. I don't know.
Good album.
I think it's the one where when he gets out the door at the end, that's where it cuts off.
The bit where they nick lots of footage from an unused scene in The Shining, all the mountain scene. Did you know that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no. on the version where it cuts to them sort of flying and then you see lots of footage of going over like mountains and stuff. That's footage that Kubrick shot for The Shining. I don't think it was used. And give us some footage, you can. Or you can have this, you wanger.
And that was the original theatre version.
To
be honest, I like them all. I like the feel of all the films, all the different versions. So I wasn't ardent in one camp or the other, to be honest.
Films are brilliant. They're like pictures that move with audio. Fantastic. Right, so what are we doing this week?
This weekend, I'm going to have to deal with people
on
Facebook Marketplace for my get rid of this washing machine. I've had someone message me, but so troubles are brewing. What else? I'm going to do some tidying up some shit in the garden.
That's a paddling.
That's probably it, I think. My wife has to go to Sydney in the morning. Something for work. She's going to be there until Tuesday and fly back.
20-minute drive, is it?
About an hour on the plane. So it's about 9-hour drive, 8 to 9-hour drive.
Fucking hell. You just forget how big your little island is.
I know.
How much of it is actually habited?
Not much.
No.
The middle is pretty much just desert, so I think about 90% of the population, or even higher, is around the edge, around the coast.
Has anyone ever done much sort of like has anyone explored much of the middle bit where it's really fucking hot?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, of course. No, they forgot about that bit. Just go right all the way around the outside of it.
Yeah.
All that's there, to be fair, is a big rock and a rabbit-proof fence. That's all that's there.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for the weekend?
I think... Oh, no, I'm just about to jinx myself, aren't I? I'm just about to say that I've got nothing planned for tomorrow, but I'm sure everyone's just heard that. Oh, Dad, can we have this? We'll do this. No, nothing planned at the moment. And I've got a 4-day week next week, which is nice. I've got a long weekend next weekend because it's my son's birthday. Good old Tom's birthday. Oh, this will make you laugh, gentlemen. We're going karting. So there's me going karting Tom. Really? Tom and a couple of his mates. And my dad's coming along as well. So there's going to be 3 generations of us getting wiped out in one horrendous fireball.
That's fun.
So that'll be
Is there anyone who can film it for us or at least take an audio recording?
I might see if my daughter Jet can come along and film some of it.
Please. At the very least, can you stick your phone on, like your voice recorder on and stick it in your top pocket so we can hear you live?
I'm on fire!
My legs are burning.
Did I tell you about the time? I'm sure I mentioned it at the time where one of my mates went karting and he's got a false leg and he actually crashed and fell out of the cart. And his leg came off and the bloke sort of who was running the kart track almost had a fucking heart attack when he saw this leg.
No. Come off.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, oh, seriously. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. He drank out on that one for quite a few times. Old. Good old Rob from Central. Some, yeah.
Nice.
Funny. Yeah, so that's what I've got planned for next week. Yeah, I thought I'd take a long weekend. I've not had a long weekend in ages. And the last, well, the end of last year in January was a bit shy. So, yeah, a nice long weekend for me to treat myself with food and exotic edibles and shit and stuff.
And, like, peg yourself.
And peg my, I might peg my, I might even get someone to, well, yeah, I might hire someone to peg me, actually. Yeah.
Cool.
And pegsforyou.com. Oh, I could go to our website, which is
apparatus.com.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I want to redo our website because at the moment, because you remember, I got a bit skint not so long ago and bored of updating multiple websites. So I had all of my domains pointing to one place, but now I'm getting a bit bored of that. So I might set up another one for strangetimeshow.com. Yeah. Oh, I've sold quite a bit of music recently. I finally got round I finally got round to mastering a load of my old demos and stuff and some instrumental pieces. And you can get them now, dear listener, at finalhourmusic.bandcamp.com. And yeah, yeah, I've sold quite a few copies and stuff, which is really good. So there you go.
Yeah.
Support me, you fuckers.
It'll take
you
a long time,
yeah,
master.
Buy the whole discography.
Oh, yeah, yeah, do that, man. No, nice one. Yeah, it took fucking ages to remaster them because I'm a lazy cunt. Yeah, and I
but you are what you eat.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Apparently so. I am an edible. Yeah, I am an edible. There we go, podcast title. No, I think I'll probably stick with Prism Wallet.
Yeah.
Prism Wallet's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we like that. We like that a lot.
Yeah. So what have I got planned for tomorrow?
Dom, what have you got planned for tomorrow?
I've got, well... Well, that's what I thought today. I jet-washed half the garden. It was pissing down.
Racist.
And I got to the halfway point and thought, fuck that shit. So I'm finishing that off tomorrow because it looks pony as it is.
Jet-wash, you Tory bastard.
I know. I think I might... I don't know if to start it or not because it could be a bigger job than it entails because I've never done it before. But I think laminating the downstairs bog, making the floor. But I don't know
Laminating. Oh, wanking. That's right. Okay.
Well, no, creating a easily wipeable surface is what I'm planning.
Oh, right, nice. Is that for when Laura comes over for squirting parties?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's easily moppable.
Excellent. Nice.
It looks easy.
What, squirting?
Well, most, yeah, and most things do, but when you actually try it and you can't.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
You get that.
And this.
Get your hand off my penis!
Pile of shit. right, so squirt. Now, it's funny you should mention waterproofing stuff because I saw this stuff on TikTok. And this guy was trying to sell it, this stuff that you just slather over everything to waterproof it. And it literally looked like a bucket and brush with a bucket full of spunk that he just wipes over everything and it forms this like clear resin coating over everything.
Yeah.
I thought, that looks a little bit familiar. Daddy! Yeah.
You're not drinking that again?
Absolutely. Oh, pardon me. Yeah. Right, so who wants to do the outro?
Okay, so if you want to find us on social media or whatever, just go to strangetimeshow.com. All of our stuff is there. Go to Davian's website for his music. Was it Final Hour at Bandcamp.com?
No, finalhourmusic.bandcamp.com.
Yes, go there. Support that. Go to my website, apparatus.com, APPARARTUS, and yeah, you can find Little Hands Big Dumps on Amazon, and you can just look at other books written, and you can yeah, I don't know, do what you want, buy one, roll it up, shove it up your date, who knows. And Don,
highly recommend it.
What, shoving it up your taint?
Yeah, whilst reading Cat's book.
Fantastic.
It has like a sophomoric, that's probably not the right word. It has a numbing thing, so when you read the book, you don't feel what's going on downstairs. I recommend it for surgery. Nice. I recommend it for surgery. Maybe appendix. Definitely vasectomy. Yeah, highly recommend it.
Excellent.
Well, delightful.
You can't say any further than that.
Well,
Dom, you need to get a website. You need to get a website going for something, because me and Kat have got our little internet empires.
I know. You really have, and I always feel a bit jealous of you two, because you are doing shit. I always think about doing shit and never follow it through. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something.
Dom, what you should do, go and look at, there's a website called Novel Crafter, where you can... which you can link with AI or just use it by itself. And what it does, it helps you split up a novel into pieces and where to have story beats and things like that. It helps you structure it and put things together. So if you want to use AI with it, you can, but you don't have to. Like, it's basically software by itself. And there's YouTube videos to, I think the Nerdy Novelist has stuff about, on YouTube, has stuff about putting it together and how to best use it and things like that. So, if you've got bits of ideas for books and things, which you sound like you've got tons of, it might help speed up the process and things.
Well, what would speed up the process more is putting his fucking phone down and stop picking it up and playing like stupid games that are just literally time eaters. It's all the eyes, time eaters, and it's like, well, yeah, I'll just do another fucking go on Lumberjack or another go on this, that, and the other. And then Grindr. Half an hour's gone. And that could be half an hour of, well, yeah, Grindr as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, half an hour wanking to a bear, giving a BJ to somebody, or you could write a couple of chapters.
Yeah, I know, I've got way too much time. I've got this, I taught my kids into getting this game, was it Clash Royale for their iPods when they were little, something we just play together, and now I'm the only one playing it. They stopped ages ago, and I'm like, oh, this is all right, it's just fucking, yeah. Oh, God. So I waste way too much time on that.
Yeah. So I'll sit down after work and go, I'll just watch a few cat videos or people falling off ladders on TikTok for half hour. Over two days later, you know, hamster's dead. Well, that's for rough reasons. Just something. Hours have gone past and it's like, oh, fucking hell. Yes. Yeah. The drug of the nation.
There's a channel called People Mildly Hurting Themselves. There's one for children mildly hurting themselves and adults mildly hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's so easy to go to bed and it's so easy just like, I just watch a couple of things on YouTube or Facebook videos or whatever, and then 2 hours have passed and I've got about 8,000 books I need to read, never mind fucking write. I've got tons of books to read. And it's like, oh, I never get time to read. Well, you've got time every night or every... You can make time very, very easily if you block your phone away. Stop watching crap on TV, which is just background noise.
The thing is, I use my phone for alarm clock, and then I listen to audio books on it, so I never turn the fucker off.
Mm.
Yeah, mine's got all my work stuff on it too, so it's constantly on pretty much. So, yeah. So more writing books for me. Write as many as possible and get them up on Amazon and see what I can do. And I can just dump the other fucking work and just write kid stories.
That would be good if that got to a stage where it could ever keep your wife in the manner that she was accustomed to.
Yeah, that's the goal, isn't it? If you can actually start earning a living at doing something that you enjoy, then you've cracked it, really. And it sounds like you're definitely heading that direction, mate. So, you know, good luck to you. Hope it works out.
Yeah, more power to your elbow, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, I have to go to the toilet and drain this 4.5 litres of coffee out.
4.5 litres of cock. Did you hear that, listener? You got to measure up to that, Kenny. Right, yes. Well, dear listener, thank you very much. Thank you very much, dear listener. This has indeed been StrangeTimeshow.com. I have been pretending to be someone called Dave in for quite some time. He's been Kat and he's been Dom. Ta-ra.
www.strangetimeshow.com. Catch us on Twitter at StrangeTShow.
Don't forget iTunes
and Stitcher Smart Radio.
Yeah.
North.